Chapter 9. The first person that Raoul saw outside the manager's office was the Persian. Once again, the Persian blocked the way.
Where are you going?
He asked Raoul.
I'm going to find Christine Daae,
the young man replied.
Then stay here,
the Persian said quietly.
She's still here, inside the opera.
Why do you know so much?
Raoul asked.
You know a lot about Eric's secrets, and I think you know where Christine is.
Eric has taken her to the house on the lake,
the Persian said quietly.
So you know about that as well,
Raoul said thoughtfully.
What else do you know about Eric?
He's terribly dangerous,
the Persian said.
Has he hurt you?
Raoul asked.
I have forgiven him for all that,
the Persian replied gently.
You talk about him the same way that Christine does,
Raoul said thoughtfully.
You think he's a monster, but you're sorry for him too. I don't understand it.
Be quiet now,
the Persian ordered him.
He may hear us. He could be anywhere, you know. In the walls, in the floor, in the ceiling.
The Persian took Raoul to Christine's dressing room. He walked straight to the mirror and began knocking on the wall. Suddenly, the mirror began to revolve like a glass door. Raoul watched, remembering the time that Christine had disappeared from this room. The Persian took hold of him suddenly.
Hurry!
He shouted. They went through the revolving mirror and into a dark passage on the other side.
Follow me,
the Persian ordered.
And do what I tell you to do. We're going into the cellars.
In front of them in the darkness, Raoul saw a yellow light. The yellow light approached. It was a head of fire, and it was coming straight towards them.
Is that him?
Raoul asked.
I don't know,
the Persian said.
I've never seen this before.
The Persian and Raoul stepped backwards, away from the head of fire. Then they heard the sound of rats in the darkness. The rats were running towards them. Thousands of the horrible little creatures began to climb over the two men. There was nothing Raoul and the Persian could do to get away from them. The head of fire walked slowly towards them.
Don't move!
A voice cried.
I'm the rat catcher. Stay where you are, and I'll send the rats away.
The head of fire disappeared. The rat catcher had turned his lamp onto his face, so he didn't frighten the rats he was sending down the passage.
So Pimpin the fireman was right,
the Persian said.
He told everyone about the head of fire, but I didn't believe him.
Are we going to the house on the lake?
Raoul asked.
Is that where Christine is?
The Persian nodded. They continued to travel into the depths of the massive building. Soon, they came to a wall.
This is Eric's house,
the Persian said.
Poor Bouquet died here. Eric found him and killed him. Eric doesn't like people to come near his house, you see.
He directed his lamp onto the wall.
There's a mechanism here in the wall somewhere. We push it, and the wall opens, just like the mirror in Christine's dressing room.
He put his hands on the wall and tried to find the switch.
Ah,
he cried softly. The wall opened, and the Persian and Raoul went in. The hole in the wall closed after them. They looked around them. They were in an empty room. Raoul touched the wall. It was made of glass.
It's a mirror,
he cried in astonishment.
We're in Eric's room of mirrors,
the Persian whispered.
It's his torture chamber, and we're trapped.